pray. Lord, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe your word. Amen. Colossians 3, verses 22 to 24. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. It seems to me that if a president wants to be popular, he shouldn't be president. A lot of people are trying to become president in the United States. Day after day, they try to entice the people with promises of peace, pleasure, and prosperity. They go to one part of the country and they tell the people in that part of the country what those people want to hear. Then they go to another part of the country and adjust their message to fit the desires of the people over there. They're trying to become popular with everybody in order to get their votes. However, after a person becomes president, he has to change his way of doing things or he's going to be a failure. No longer can he allow popularity to be the focus of his presidency. If he does, he will never be able to make the kind of decisions that he has to make, even if they're unpopular decisions. Rather, what he would be doing is testing the attitudes of the people and then making decisions that will make them happy. And the results can be disastrous. Imagine Jesus Christ making popularity the focus of his earthly life. Right at the beginning of his ministry, he would have jumped off the pinnacle of the temple, as the devil suggested to him. How popular Jesus would have become if he had floated down from the temple, lightly landing on the ground like Superman. The people would have loved it. But no, that was not what he was here to do. He came into this world to achieve redemption for everybody. To do this, he had to live like one of us, not like Superman. He was our substitute. He had to live like we do. He had to suffer like we do. He had to be tempted like we are. He had to die like we do. But he had to do it without sin. This he did. And so we are forgiven. If popularity were important to Jesus, he would have tried to gain the approval of the scribes and Pharisees. However, Jesus was here to speak the truth, not to shape his teachings in such a way as to make himself popular. The leaders of the Jews were leading the people toward eternal destruction by speaking lies to them. And therefore, we hear Jesus saying very unpopular things. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! That's not popular, the popular thing to do. Our Savior wanted to be popular only with God. It is as some said of him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and don't care about anyone's opinion, for you do not regard the person of men, but teach the way of God in truth." Truth. The fact of the matter is, the truth is not very popular. Majority of people don't want to hear the truth. And that's why most of the churches in this world don't bother teaching the truth. For the time will come when they, that is the people, will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And what about here on this campus? Should popularity with the people here on campus be the main concern in our lives? Should it be the main concern of your teachers? The main focus is to be popular. Should they tell you then what you want to hear rather than what you need to hear? When they have to make decisions, should the decisions be based on what is going to make everybody happy? Or what is best for everyone concerned? How important is popularity to you? Is the need to be popular the driving force in what you say and what you do? If someone here at ILC wants you to come along and do something sinful with them, do you go along with him because you want to be popular with him and his friends, with that group? And when you're away from school and you're in ungodly company, do you join in their sinful behavior because you want to be popular? Some people are chameleons. They change color depending on the company that they are keeping. Good company, good behavior. Bad company, bad behavior. It's all because they want to be popular with whatever group they're with. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. The passage that I read at the beginning from Colossians is addressed to servants. But the principle that is set forth there really applies to all of us. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. The heathen are men pleasers, continually saying and doing those things that will please some particular group of people so that they can be popular. And what this usually means that they end up sinning and lying. Well, we're not like them. Our Lord Jesus has redeemed us from our sins and from the empty, futile lifestyle of the world. So our focus is not on popularity with men, but on popularity with God. That sounds a little strange, but allow it for the moment. God help us to do all that is good and right in His sight, even if it makes us unpopular in this world. We'll pray. Lord, we are not of the world, for You have chosen us out of the world. Help us to live to Your glory and not for our own popularity. Amen. And we'll sing hymn 430, verse 3. jazz band.